Case under advisement and move to the last case of the day, U.S. versus Tolan, 09-2436. And for the appellant, Mr. Collins.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
The police, the court, my name is Gerald Collins. I was one of two attorneys appointed to represent Mr. Tolan in the district court, and I solely represent him on appeal before Your Honors. Mr. Tolan originally was charged by the government with murder, second-degree murder, regarding an incident that occurred at the MCC. He was found guilty of voluntary manslaughter and sentenced to the maximum sentence of 180 months. We present for the court's review two issues in particular. The first issue being that the district court erred and that the district court failed to give the jury an instruction on involuntary manslaughter. And a second issue with regard to the district court applying a two-level enhancement for obstruction, and that the district court found that Mr. Tolan testified falsely at trial. Mr. Tolan testified on his own behalf. And the facts of the situation really occur all on one day, in particular March 11th of 2008. Mr. Tolan at that time was serving a sentence at the MCC. It was a rather short sentence that he had received for possession of a firearm out of the state of Michigan. In fact, Mr. Tolan was to be released in June of the same year. And the deceased in the case, Jason Katz, was in a similar situation. They were certainly both short-timers at that particular time. On the day of the incident, in the morning hours, there had been some discussion, some talk through the MCC about Tolan giving some information to the correctional officers, which caused the shakedown or a search on the 25th floor of the institution. He was called a snitch, but laughed it off. Later that day, Tolan reports to the ninth floor in what they call a chapel, which is really just a blank room. It's a classroom type of room. There's video surveillance in the room. And they were supposed to be there for a class on maturization, education, accepting responsibility, because you're soon to be released back into society. Tolan enters the room. It's about half full at that time. There might be 30 to 40 people in the room. They're all seated. It's kind of loud. They're talking. The instructor's running late. And at the front of the room where Tolan is, there's some conversation about you're a snitch. And Tolan laughs it off and says, I'm a snitch because they snitched on me, and words to that effect. About the same time, the instructor walks into the room, Dr. Greenstein, and he goes to the front of the class and attempts to start the class. And from the back of the room, a voice booms out, snitch ass bitch, snitch ass bitch, which is directed to Tolan. And Tolan stands up, and there's an exchange of words between Tolan and this person, Jason Katz.
This is all captured on videotape.
It's on video, but there's no sound.
Pretty tough case to defend.
Well, there's no sound, and it's kind of an unusual angle. The angles are not Hollywood perfect. But you would see what happens, because there's two different cameras, and both cameras.
But it's not a case in which there's any dispute about what
happened. No, there's really no dispute as to what happened.
Did you try the case?
Pardon?
Were you the trial lawyer?
Pardon?
Were you the trial lawyer?
Yes.
You did a wonderful job getting him convicted of a lesser included.
Oh, thank you.
I know you wanted more, but...
And the heart of it is, for the involuntary instruction, there would have to be some evidence that a non-felonious act had been committed.
Well,
wailing away on the guy.
Well, you know, he's wailing away on the guy. But you know, a case like this really puts you inside life in the MCC as to what goes on there. And there's testimony both from Toll and from another individual, this Antoine Williams, who testifies that about a month before this incident, Antoine Williams, having nothing better to do that particular day, says, "I'm going to pick a fight with Tolan." And what does he say I'm going to do?
What you're saying essentially is that the defense to any criminal act of assault is to show that the decedent or the victim richly deserved what happened to him. That's essentially what you're trying to sell. And you have to sell that to a jury.
Well.
He had it coming, is what you're saying.
Yes, I mean, he had it coming because
really
of the defense witnesses, several witnesses that were...
But he got up off his chair, walks back, kills the guy by beating him to death.
I
agree with Judge Evans. You did a marvelous job of keeping him from getting hanged.
But we didn't maintain for purposes of this court that when you're... You know, when they're going back there, if they consented, he had an earlier incident where the aggressor he consents to the fight. They both get into the fight, and there's no assault. They both consent to it, and there's no crime. And Tolan, in his sense, believes, can easily believe, or the jury could accept, this is another incident.
Doesn't before he goes over to pummel the guy, doesn't he stand there and say something like, "I'm going to come back there and F you up," and stare at him for a while before he goes back?
I don't think he threatens him that he's going to come back, but he says, "You come to me." Tolan stands up and, "You come back to me, mother," and
"I'm going
to say it to my face, and we're going to do it." And the deceased doesn't stop. He just keeps yelling these same words out. And then Tolan down the aisle and pummels him.
I'm going to join the club commending you on getting a voluntary verdict, but it's just hard for me to see how you could justify an involuntary instruction.
It's hard to justify
the involuntary instruction. How you could justify that on these facts?
And even if you got it, it's hard to imagine a jury going that low on a case like this.
And I realize your guy did testify that he did not intend to kill him. I understand that. Even with that, with the video evidence and other testimony, it's tough.
Maybe I should move to the second.
That's on your sentencing issue.
On the sentencing issue, I mean, the district court, who gave a wonderful trial, felt that Mr. Tolan had lied in his testimony that he never intended to kill or to injure great bodily harm to the deceased in this particular case. But again, we would point out that as Tolan testifies, that once the adrenaline flows in this particular situation, and these words of the snitch-ass bitch in particular, and several defense witnesses were all persons that were in custody, had served significant sentences. One person was serving a 15-year sentence, the last few months of a 15-year sentence for armored car robbery. Very impressive individual. That's why you do never say these words. And Tolan himself testified to the fact that his brother, who wrote from him from another penitentiary, said, "When you're going in, don't you ever use these words, and you have to respond to these words unless things will happen to you."
Save some time?
I'll save my time.
Governor, Mr. Baker.
May it please the Court, Stephen Baker on behalf of the United States. Your Honors, as you pointed out, there's only two ways that an involuntary manslaughter verdict could have been reached, and that would have been in the commission of an unlawful act not amounting to a felony, which this clearly was not. This was an assault within a federal penitentiary. Any assault that leads to the substantial harm like this one is, by the nature of the statute of federal assault, a felony. The only other circumstance which would allow for that would be were in the commission of an unlawful manner or without due caution and circumspection of a lawful act which might produce death. As the district court found in this case, this was clearly not a lawful act. The traditional example of such a situation leading to involuntary manslaughter would be someone who was acting in self-defense and went too far in what they did. This was not self-defense. This was not what the district court found. As you're aware, the standard here is abuse of discretion, and based upon the record before the district court, it was well within her discretion to find that no rational jury could have found that on the set facts of this case, this lesser-included offense should have been instructed. Given that, Judge, moving to the second issue before the court, whether or not obstruction was found, was lawfully found by the district court under her discretion in that case. The defendant testified in this case. He testified 12 separate times, both in his direct examination and on cross-examination, that he did not intend to harm the victim in this case. The facts of the case were very clear, supporting that he couldn't have helped but to harm that. As you pointed out, Your Honors, before he did anything in this case, caught on the video, though there is no sound, he stood, he threatened the victim intentionally, "I will F you up," and he stood there and did so for 24 seconds before moving across five rows in the room that he was in. And then he commenced to pummel the victim, who did not fight back. There was, in addition to the video evidence, which the court found very compelling below, the medical examiner's evidence, and all of the defense witnesses who were in the room, as well as all the other witnesses in the room, testified consistent with that. Given that factual record, at the district court's decisions on both the obstruction issue in finding the sentence, the augmentation of two levels for the guidelines purposes, and on the lack of the inclusion of the lesser-included offense of involuntary manslaughter, both of those decisions should be affirmed. If the court doesn't have any further questions for the government, we will rest on our brief, given the rest.
Do not.
In that case, Judge, the government would ask you to affirm both the conviction and the sentence below. Thank you.
And Mr. Collins. All right. But I do want to thank both counsel for your arguments. And Mr. Collins, to you and your co-counsel at trial, I want to extend the appreciation of the court for your vigorous advocacy and your acceptance of the appointment. Thank you. So with that, we'll take an advisement, as along with the other cases.